In society, we tend to have a lot of concepts, a lot of ideas of what is normal. Normal behaviours, normal ways to look, normal ways to grieve, to think, to react to things that happen to you and so on. The problem is that normal is a concept based on the idea that all people should be like that. And normal should never be a measure to judge people by or something that people should aspire to. Nor should these ideas, these concepts of what is normal, then become excuses to exclude or criticise people. And that's the problem. Because we then start to believe that if we aren't normal, there's something wrong with us, which isn't the case. Now, the concept of normal starts at a very young age. After having our basic physiological and safety needs met, it's our desire to belong. And yes, that's a nod to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but also a nod to many other psychological theories, including self-determination theory. We want to be loved. We want to belong to many different groups. What then happens from a young age is that society and people around us give us the ideas of what we need to be like in order to be loved and belong. And that usually centres around being normal, being a certain way in order to be more lovable. And I'm going to give you a clue of where I'm headed here. You don't have to be normal in order to be lovable. That is complete crap. Back to the psychological bits, okay? Now, like I said, we develop from a young age the concept of what we have to be like in order to be lovable. And we usually focus on the bits that mean we aren't lovable, and we criticise ourselves for them. They're very often linked to physical appearance, sociability, education, academic intelligence, wealth, sexuality, clothes, strength, sporting prowess, and so on. But what if you're actually a little bit different and that you don't fit into the concept of what's normal, particularly in your environment around you? Well, that's when it really starts messing with your mental health, especially if the people around you make you feel like you're not normal as well. That then negatively affects your self-esteem, and that makes you more susceptible to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. You're more likely to socially withdraw if you don't feel normal, which again is damaging to your mental health. So how can you stop feeling less lovable because you're different? Well, first of all, you need to know that you can't change how you're feeling overnight. You can change it, but it's not going to be instant. Think about how long you've been practicing the negative beliefs about yourself, and you need to practice new ones. We need to work on boosting your self-esteem and then work on doing the things you've stopped doing because of your anxiety at being different. Secondly, stop thinking that you aren't lovable because you are different. You are so totally lovable, I promise. Embrace being different. Embrace being extraordinary. Celebrate your fabulousness and stop criticizing yourself. Reframe your negative thoughts. You feel like people stare at you when you go out. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Firstly, why does it matter? And secondly, just because they're staring doesn't mean they're thinking bad things. They might be thinking, that person looks bloody fabulous and somebody that I'd really like to get to know. Stop thinking that you're socially awkward and reframe it to tell yourself that you don't enjoy chit-chat and you prefer to spend your time on meaningful conversations about things that interest you. Nothing wrong with that. If you're physically different, embrace that. Stop fighting it. Your body is your body and it's got you as far as you are now. I'm fat and I embrace it. I want to challenge people's perceptions that I should be ashamed of it. Why? Challenge people's perceptions about you. If you're neurodivergent, what are your strengths? What fabulousness does your neurodiversity give you? Use the worksheet linked to this to help you practice new positive thoughts. The next steps are to surround yourself with people who accept you for who you are. Find your groups that you belong to, whether that be online or in person. If there are people around you who don't make you feel loved, but you can't escape from seeing them, reframe how you think about them. Try to understand that when people aren't able to show love to you, it's about them and not you. Their insecurities, their ignorance, their fear of not being loved, or their way of transferring their own pain onto you. Think about who makes you feel good and who doesn't. Follow like-minded people on social media. Join like-minded groups. Inspire others with your brilliance. Keep coming back and watch or listen to this. I promise you, you are amazing and you are lovable. You are extraordinary, and it's a fantastic way to be.